Robert.
Hey, Lucinda. How are you today?
Fine. Can you put down your issue of Modern Luxury Philadelphia Style for just a moment to do a mini-sode with me?
I guess so.
For the record, he's actually working through the latest issue for December, January that is featuring several artists, an artist that we know and hope to have on the podcast.
It's great research. Some good due diligence.
You got that. But today isn't about anyone else. And actually, for once, this mini-sode isn't about either of us or any other specific person.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell everyone what we are about to do?
We're going
to
play a little game. We're going to do a little Two Truths and a Lie.
Arts Edition and yes. Philly Edition.
Yes.
Should we put each other on a timer for
sure.
How many seconds after Two Truths and a Lie that someone can think?
That's perfectly fine, but can't you also edit that out?
Huh. All right, keep your thinking silent.
Perfect.
Then, okay?
I can do that.
And I'll edit it out in post. Arts or Philly? Which one?
Let's start with the arts.
All right. Me?
Sure.
All right, here we go. Andy Warhol's 1962 Campbell's Soup collection comes in a set of 32 silk screen canvases, each representing the 32 separate soup varieties that the Campbell's Soup Company sold at the time. Number two, in addition to murals, Philadelphia also has the largest collection of public sculptures in the world. Number three, Art Basel is the premier international art fair, started in Basel, Switzerland, showcasing contemporary art from leading galleries worldwide, with major annual events in Basel, Miami, Hong Kong, with upcoming editions in Paris and Doha.
Number two is the lie.
Yes.
Ha!
Philadelphia has the largest collection of public sculpture work outside of Paris.
Ah, you knew it was going to be Paris. Oh, Paris. There's one on every block.
I've never been.
Pod travel?
I have three microphones that we can hook up.
I love it. Art World, Two Truths and a Lie. The Mona Lisa has no clearly visible eyebrows. Vincent van Gogh sold only one painting during his lifetime. The famous street artist, Banksy, was officially unmasked in 2024.
The third one?
Yes. Banksy has never been officially confirmed.
Of course I know that. Just wait. Philly Edition. Recently heralded by the New York Times and relocated from Chestnut Street to Rittenhouse Square, Joan Shep and her eponymous boutique has been in business for 50 years. Philadelphia is home to the first university, the first zoo, and the first hospital. And each year, the PMA attracts an average of 950,000 visitors on-site and nearly 12 million page views on their website.
What was the first one again?
Recently heralded by the New York Times and relocated from Chestnut Street to Rittenhouse Square, Joan Shep and her eponymous boutique has been in business for 50 years.
I'm going to go with the third one?
You're right.
Oh, what?
Each year, the PMA attracts an average of 800,000 visitors on site and nearly 10 million page views on the website.
Wow. The Liberty Bell has traveled to every state in the U.S. at least once. City Hall was once the tallest building in the world. The Rocky Steps are the most visited filming location in the world.
I feel like several of those are unlikely.
Which one's the lie?
The first one?
You are correct.
I was thinking the Liberty Bell getting that thing out.
Stopped touring after cracks worsened, so it did not make it to every state.
Do you know which states it didn't make it to?
No.
I was having a hard time wrapping my head around the idea of it getting on a jet to Hawaii.
So true. Why would it be a jet? You don't think they would take it by boat?
Oh, huh. You know that bell, jet setting.
Yeah.
First class jet only. Setting
bell, you know it. I have a couple more.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is another art one. Michelangelo hated painting and preferred sculpture. Frida Kahlo originally studied to become a doctor. The Guggenheim Museum in New York was originally built as a private house.
The third one?
The third one.
Mm-hmm.
It was always designed as a museum.
Remind me who designed the Guggenheim.
Guggenheim.
I think it was somebody else.
Frank Lloyd Wright.
That's what I thought. Can we do an architectural?
Sure, I'd love version? That.
Mies van der Rohe's son invented Lincoln Logs. Lego used to make special bricks for architects. And The Sims was originally designed as an architecture simulator.
Number three.
No.
What?
Here's the lie. Frank Lloyd Wright's son invented Lincoln Logs.
What?
Uh-huh.
That's incredible. I love that.
I love how I just slotted in Mies there.
Oh. Well, I hope y'all learned something today. And with that, Philly has heart.
And text messages.